So Shaq said, I don't think you have enough to, like, he told Donovan Mitchell on camera, he was like, I don't think you have enough to, like, I don't think you're, like, you're not, I don't think you're good enough to get to a championship, basically.
He said that to his face, or he said that like a post-game interview, right?
He said it during the game. Yeah, he said it during the game. Then at the end, when Donovan Mitchell was being interviewed, he was like, "Yo, did you hear what I said?" I said, "Like, I don't think you're good enough to take it to the next level and like win a championship." Donovan Mitchell was like, "Okay, you've been telling me that my whole life. All I gotta do is get better or whatever." He's like, "Man, that's what I wanted to hear." Blah 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 blah. Then exactly. Mike Conley came out later. Like, how would you say that about like at this stage of his career? The man's still young, which I felt Mike Conley, like the man's still young.
Right.
He's still learning. He's still developing. He's not like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not there yet. He's not, a natural born talent. Like,
was this Shaq trying to motivate the dude or something? Is that what this is?
It's Shaq keeping it funky, bro. It's just keeping it funny. You use that as your motivation. It's not me trying to motivate you. It's just somebody asking a question. Just like how I always talk. Like I said, I got mad resentment against all these cats. And now these dudes, for the longest, they've been biting their tongues with certain players. And now they don't got no reason to bite their tongue. I'm not going to talk about anybody, but I'm just saying they've been biting their tongues with certain players. And now they're starting to let the truth be told. Like, yo, you dudes are not that nice. There's flaws in your game. You don't deserve 100 milli, bro. Cut it out. Just like he said about Gobert, bro. You average 9 and 11. And you got paid 150 million, bro.
I'm pulling up stats right now. So but
hold on. Getting paid, the amount of money that you get paid is based on the market, not necessarily your talent.
Based on your worth, bro. I don't care about the market. It's your worth, bro. If you average 9 and 11, bro, and I'm paying you 150 million, that's crazy. Like I can go average 9 and 11 right now if you play me 38 minutes. Are you stupid? What is that?
No, it's either I'm going to pay this money or somebody else is going to pay the money.
Right.
If nobody's going to pay the money, then yeah, the person doesn't get paid. But if somebody's going to pay that money, then that's what that person is worth.
No,
that person is not worth that. That's what the market is worth.
That person may not be.
That's how a person is valued. That's the value. There's no other way to determine how much a person should get paid except for someone to pay them.
Right.
Or
let
not.
Them pay them. Let them pay. That's what I'm saying. These bugging.
We got that track. The point is, Shaq has just said, you're not good enough to be a championship guy right now. And you need to do whatever you got to do to get there.
Shaq is whack as fuck.
Shaq is not whack. Cut it out.
Shaq is whack. Hold on. Enlighten
Shaq is not whack.
Enlighten the conversation. What are you talking about? He's whack. Whack like how? Like his game is whack?
How my man said, nobody putting up these SLNs, B. Cut it out. As big men. Nobody's putting up, that man said, nobody's putting up Shaq-like numbers as these big men, but they're getting paid twice as much as Shaq did. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, the rules are very different now than they were then.
Exactly. So they should be putting up Shaq-like numbers if you can't take the face off.
No. In the paint, any amount of contact is an offensive foul. That wasn't the case in Shaq's day.
Stop it.
Shaq could bully and bang and do whatever. And no offensive fouls were being called nine times out of ten.
And also, they could take Shaq's whole arm and pull it sideways while he's shooting the layup.
Yeah.
Different rules. So exactly.
Nowadays, in the paint,
what? Who does a favor now?
The offensive player cannot initiate contact without it being an offensive foul. And then with the more sophisticated flopping that we have now, it's almost automatically an offensive foul.
If the big man would stay his ass inside that circle, he would be fine. No, but he would have taken his ass outside that circle. Now he got to drive, and they sitting there waiting on his dumb ass. Stay your ass where the big man's supposed to be, catch it, and jump hook him to death, young fella. But they don't do that. They want to shoot threes, triple threat, and jab step, and fade away, and one-leg fadeaways, and all that stupid shit. Nah, get down there and boogie. If that's not what you're doing, don't talk to Shaq about being a big man. He's just going from the perspective of being a big man. They used to slap Shaq in the face, pull his wrist, and no flagrant fouls were called. That was just a foul. Now these dudes, you can't even stop these dudes. They down there pump faking and flopping.
It was their fault. The game changed. It's not their fault.
Exactly.
It's a completely different game.
Tell me this. If Shaq was in this league right now, Shaq would average 40 and 40, bro. Cut it out.
That's facts.
I doubt it. I don't even think Shaq would make it in the league now.
Shaq, you're
talking about Giannis being one-dimensional. Shaq is one-dimensional.
Son, Shaq got moves, the Black Tornado, the Young Sophisticado. Come on, B.
Shaq had a jump hook, and he had a drop step. That's it.
That's all you need.
He had that little baby hook, and he had a drop step.
All Kareem That's had it. Was a sky hook.
But no, I'm saying, because you're talking about all these cats who, oh, the game ain't complete and this, that, and the other. Shaq is super one-dimensional. So don't use him as an example.
No. But I'm not calling – Shaq got paid with what he's worth. Shaq was a great defender. Shaq was unstoppable in the post. He had post moves. He didn't just dominate you. Yep. He could do a jump hook. He could do a spin move, the Black Tornado. He could do whatever he wanted down there. They started fouling and doubling Shaq.
The Black Tornado is a great nickname. That's such a good nickname.
What I'm saying is, when you pay these guys the max, when you make him the most paid player in the NBA, that's when I start critiquing your game. Nobody said Shaq was the greatest big man. No, we're saying that Shaq would have, listen. If you look at Drummond right now, Andre Drummond, he can go out and get you 19 rebounds a game, and Shaq is twice as good as him.
Yes.
Hold on, Andre Drummond is a perfect example. Because Andre Drummond is a more traditional throwback big.
Andre Drummond, according to the stats, should be getting paid twice as much as Gobert.
Yes. Yep.
But he don't.
Exactly.
Why?
That's my point.
But he don't. Why?
Because because the Detroit Pistons are a pathetic excuse for an organization.
That's true.
It's because the game, it's like passed him by. Like his style of play, it doesn't work. In this day and age.
I disagree. On the right team, I think Drummond makes a lot of noise, bro. He's just in Cleveland.
He's making a lot of noise on the teams that he is. This guy just goes out and does his job. He doesn't want the ball. He gets it. You dudes miss. I get the rebound. I finish. He'll have 16 and 16.
Yeah.
17 and 18. That's crazy numbers.
And his teams do what?
Huh?
How many winning seasons has Drummond been a part of?
How many winnings? What do you mean winning season, bro?
Hold on, Drummond has been plagued by fucking terrible fucking ownership for his entire career.
Bro, I keep telling y'all keep resorting it back to what does his team do? Listen, if you ain't winning the chip, I don't give a fuck what your team do. Like, you can say that about Jordan, you can say that about LeBron, you can say that about Bird, Magic. Their teams did something. Don't tell me he got to the playoffs, his team did something. Fuck the playoffs. How much silverware or jewelry you got? If you don't got no jewelry, stop talking about what did his team do. Who gives a fuck if you got to the playoffs?
Hey, Joe, Andre Drummond's contract, he's unrestricted free agent after this season, but he has a five-year, $127 million deal that rolled over from Detroit. Now, his average salary is about $25 million and some change for this season.
I didn't know that.
He averages for his career, he averages 13, 14, and 6. Is Andre Drummond getting paid his worth?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
That to me is worth the juice is worth the squeeze. However, Donovan Mitchell for his career. I just lost it. He just signed up, what was it, 5 years, $195 million?
Right.
Donovan Mitchell for his career, averaging 22, 4 rebounds, 4 assists.
Hold on, would you want Drummond on your team?
Yes.
As a Celtics fan? Oh my God, yeah. I'd take Andre Drummond right now. Yes. Yeah.
Bro, this dude
get you 30 fucking boards, bro.
He don't beg for the rock. You can just go out there and
He do work. He
throw up terrible shots. He gets the rebounds and lay it back up for you.
He does work. My man does work.
He don't space the floor.
I've wanted Drummond for the last 3 seasons.
He clogs up the lane.
Bro, I come up training traditional basketball. I don't need the floor spaced. I know how to boogie. Bro,
this is not the 90s, man.
Matter.
Basketball is played differently now.
It can be, though.
So you think a team from the 90s is beating today's game? I'm not talking about going back in the 90s. I'm talking about a team from the 90s playing against, whomever nowadays.
It depends on what team we're talking.
All right, let's just say a team who spaces the floor very well, like a lot of shooters. Like Golden State with KD on the team.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
Who they playing?
Who they playing?
Pick Jordan. Pick whoever you want to pick.
Listen, I pick the Bulls teams that murder anybody.
Nah, not under today's rules.
Yep.
Not under today's rules.
Nah, I'm talking about today's rules.
Hold on. You can't say, hey, let me take that man's team from the 90s and play with women's rules. That's not cool. That's not fair.
That was my question. It's my question. I can do what I want.
We're not talking about teams. We're talking about rules.
That's what I said. I said a 90s team playing in today's league. That's you know what? My question.
I still think my bad, Cass. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I still think the 90s teams win. Because if you bring the 90s team into this age, say you hot tub time machine the motherfuckers and they hopped in a hot tub, all the Bulls, and they like, oh shit, we in the 2021. This shit is dope.
And oh, what's Carmen Electra doing in here? Sorry, I couldn't.
Electra was bad. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm bringing Bad Boy Pistons. So we got Jordan rules against LeBron in today's league. That's not happening.
You're right. You don't have to do that. But if you take Jordan and them and put them right now, and they don't realize that there's a rule change. They're going to be playing as thuggish as they want to drive into the cup. There ain't going to be no flopping looking for no things. It's going to be and one after and one because these dudes, they're going to the rim expecting.
So you're taking the Bad Boy Pistons who had Jordan rules, right? And you put them against LeBron. As soon as they do that, listen, tech.
They all going to follow.
See, but then we're not talking. We're not debating skill. We're debating foolishness. And ironically, that Detroit team, because Lambert could spread the court out or whatever the hell it is.
Spread the floor.
Lambert could hit the three.
And guys from that era knew how to think on a fly. So once they realized, hey, these refs are calling ticky-tack fouls, maybe we should chill for a minute. They're just going to slide their feet.
Kukoc was spreading the floor too.
First of all, listen. Dennis Rodman, Lambert again text instantly. They're getting kicked out.
No, they'll get one tech, bro. See, that's
what we talking about and, now.
And then LeBron will get fouled and break his ankle. He's out the game instantly. That's what we can say. That we can make up foolish. Oh, these guys are. You know what I'm saying? We can make up foolish.
To break his ankle.
As soon as you try one of those one hand dunks, Lambert gonna take him out the air. And he gonna fall on his shoulder. And be out for the game. Concussion.
Kobe hitting the shots. Easy.
You know what I'm saying? So we can make up any kind of situation. But what I'm saying is the guys from the 80s, if you put them in this era right now, when they have no idea of what's going on, they're going to play their game.
And they're
going
to fall out.
And they'll get – no, on offense, they're going to be super dominant, bro.
So we're not talking about can a team beat a team. We're just talking about can a team – who can foul another team out.
No, but like, that's why the rules matter. Because back in the day, back in those days, you could be a lot more physical. You know what I mean? Like they allowed more contact in the post. You know what I mean? Nowadays you can't touch anybody in the post offensively or defensively, it seems like.
So why are we defending these guys from this era? These guys in this era are pussies, then. Why are we
They're not pussies, it's the rules. It's the rules.
It's not
they're
the rules not because
playing within the rules. If you're telling me they calling this foul every single time, I gotta change my game up. I have to adapt and overcome, right? If I don't adapt, I'm going to keep getting fouled out, keep getting offensive fouled. I got to adapt and overcome.
Players so you're telling
the 90s rules to me? To me, the rules are enabling the
That's
James
That's what I'm saying.
So they have to make sure, hey, now they got to find motherfuckers to flop because they say, damn, we fucking up. We call all these plays. We call all these flopping when it's an obvious flop. When they look back, because refs have these meetings, they look back and be like, that's an obvious flop, man. You know what I'm saying? So they're changing the rules and they're adapting and overcome. They realize, you know what? Everybody likes seeing high-scoring games. Everybody loved when Kobe hit 81. By the way, that was yesterday, 15 years ago. RIP my dog Kobe, Bean Bryant, gang. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you already know. So what I'm saying, like, they like seeing a lot of scoring. They love that. So they have to adjust the rules.
He's talking to his wife, game. I think.
Yeah. But like I said, I can pull out, but not without being too descriptive. It's a problem pulling out of that particular one.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine's a problem, too. You know what? Hey, I feel you. You know, I'm with Hamilton now, bro. I'm with Torn.
It's a problem.
I've had this problem before. And I've had sunshine. But you know what sunshine is?
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
Have you seen Harlem Nights?
Harlem Nights.
Oh, sunshine. She throw it up.
Oh, my God. Sunshine.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've had sunshine once in my life.
Congrats on the sex, man.
Listen, thank you. If you had sunshine, you would understand. Like when you are willing to like be a totally different person. Like, hey, this is whatever you want. Like, hey, you coming out with the boys tonight? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to my wife. Nah, we're gonna watch The Notebook for the 50th time. Yeah, I'm gonna rub her feet. Chill. I'll let you. It's what it is. I mean, if you had sunshine, you remember sunshine. He called his wife and said, "Hey, Dollar, put your mom on the phone." Yeah, I'm never coming home again. Click.
You saw Harlem Nights, Sans?
Yeah, like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You gotta watch that, bro.
Do you remember the sunshine scene where he called his daughter? This is the thing. The whole scene was perfect. His daughter answered the phone. And he's like, "Hey, Dollar, put your mom on the phone."
Hey, babe, I ain't never coming.
I just told him I'm never coming home.
Have a good life.
That's sunshine. That's sunshine right there, bro.
Then he laid back with that smile on his face, like, yeah.
He made the right decision.
This is a good idea.
It is, bro. You didn't think it through. That's sunshine. That's what sunshine is. So he's saying it's like anti-pullout. It's like kryptonite. I cannot do this. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, 1 out of 10. Like 1 out of 10, if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to do this 10 times, I'm shooting 0.
So what about a rubber?
Yeah, she don't want to use no rubber.
What are you talking about?
You can't introduce a rubber. They're gonna be like, "Who are you fucking?"
Facts. What are you talking about? Oh, what are you talking about?
She gotta bring the rubber. If she brings the rubber in the situation, then yeah, he just can't cop up. Talk about, I got the rubbers.
First of all, what is a rubber?
That is true.
I want to know what that is. What is that?
Condom, man. You know
what is that? Like, is condominium?
All right, Cast, you're the man. You've had so much sex. Oh, look at me.
I'm just saying, bro. Like it takes all the feeling out of it. Come on, bro. Like, come on, practice.
He's the anti man, practice? Bro. How you out here raw dogging me?
Thank you, bro. It does not take the fun out of it. I have plenty of fun, bro. Fuck out of here.
I mean, it's not that fun. I mean, come on, bro. It's like practice. You know, you have fun at practice, right?
Nah, it's not. That's all the way live.
What do you mean, bro? It's all the way live, but like, are you talking about so practice? What's up with practice?
Man. Tomato, come tomato, on. Bro.
You sound like my homie
OD. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. My man, I ain't mean to say no names. My homie, it woke up. I wake up downstairs. This man's standing over me in his boxes crying. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing?
What the fuck, son?
Yo, listen. Yo, son, Shorty told me she got herpes B, and I just had sex with my wife, and I don't know if she got it now. I'm like, yo, you raw dogging these broads?
He's not in love there.
If he loves his wife, he's sitting there crying.
They use rubbers outside.
Yeah, he's sitting there. He doesn't love it at all because he likes that feeling, just like you.
And now, no.
Shorty hit him with the
yellow. Don't get me wrong. I do love the feeling.
I got the Slurpees, and he was sweating bullets for 92 days.
Oh, bro, listen. If you ain't been there, then you ain't been to hell and back, man. You know what I mean?
So I've been everywhere, son. I thought I had everything, son.
So you know the feeling.
WebMD had me thinking I had whatever, son.
I don't like racism. I mean, I don't like it at all. Like, for real. Like, I have a real, like, problem. Like, especially, like, even in Haiti. In Haiti, there's racism, bro. And it's all black people. There's light skin and versus dark skin. Like, that's crazy, right? It don't matter. Like, that's what I'm telling you. Like, there's certain clubs in Haiti today I cannot get in. And I'm coming from here. I'm balling. I'm Frank Lucas now. Right. I mean, big mink around me. I guess I just feel sorry
for those people, bro. It's just like, how are we at this date and time, and I can't wrap my brain around that. And again, I think a lot of that is like, I don't want to say like Stockholm syndrome. It's like, because you don't know any better, but it's just, I don't know, the way I was raised, like, you just, I guess I just feel
some people just like need a reason to feel like I'm better than someone else. I think too, like, it gives you that, man, hold on, we better, we'll just talk about, well, they can't even get in here. How you gonna hate from outside the club? You can't even get in. That's what I'm saying. So like right now, to this day, I'm Frank Lucas in the mink cloak, you know, first row, and I'm still not getting in. You know what I'm saying? In the club right now in Haiti. And I'm balling. Like, I'm not balling. But when I go to Haiti, you know, the USD to Haitian money, I'm balling. You know what I'm saying?
So I could get in, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you get in. Yeah. I mean, but if we go together.
I'm welcome at all the clubs.
Enjoy yourself. You dolly, though. Just remember that. Like, so when you go in there, and you know what I mean, and they take that from you, you dolly.
So if we went together, they wouldn't let you in, even if we were together?
No, they're not letting me in.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so like, you go by yourself, just remember, I'm Frank Lucas. You're not.
No, I wouldn't fuck with no place like that.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm Frank Lucas. You're not. Like, all my family's there. You dolly. I got dudes, I don't have to tell them. I don't have to say anything. Like, they TTG. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is just living proof. I'm telling you right now, they're trained to go. I don't say a word. And we're not even talking about it. Like, the second it's done, we don't even discuss it.
I forgot you were a gangster.
I'm not telling you a gangster, Cass. You're looking at it wrong. You're looking at it wrong. Like, this is this is the mindset. Like my dad practiced voodoo. So we had money. So this religion right here he was in, it was more so he was feared. You know what I mean? Like, the whole black magic thing. I don't believe in that. But so I'm saying is, like, it was more so, like, I didn't – now looking back, I see that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you I was, but like I remember like back then I didn't know because I'm young. I'm like 13, 14. I'm outside. But now looking back, I was like, yo, when my cousin did this, I didn't even ask. We did it. We didn't even discuss it. We were home and ate dinner and we just kept it moving. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm telling you. Like, I'm not saying no gangster. It was just, this was the way of life.
Did he not eat spaghetti sauce because of like the period blood shit? That's a voodoo thing, right?
No, we ate spaghetti. So the fuck you talking about? I mean, spaghetti for breakfast. Hot sauce. What are you talking about?
I've heard that's a thing, bro. In like the
voodoo. Yeah, I heard that too. Like, you put period blood in somebody's food, they're going to fall in love with you.
Yeah, that's like a, that. Thank you.
Never heard
that's
of
what
that.
I'm talking
never
about.
Heard
yes.
Never heard, of that. Never heard of that.
You don't never know voodoo, that. Man. You don't know nothing about
yeah,
voodoo.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about voodoo, Cass.
You're right. I'm telling you, I mean, spaghetti for breakfast. Spaghetti with hot dogs is a delicacy.
You're married, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking about then.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I mean, hey, so, oh well. You know what I mean? I freestyled my old lady ear.
Joke's on you.
I drop bars in her ear. You know what I mean? That's why she's here. No lie. Hey, yo, no cap. I'm not lying. I drop bars in her ear in the club, and boom, she's here. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, no bullshit.
That's beautiful. Man. It's like poetry.
Yeah, man. I'm just telling y'all, like, back in the day, I look back on it now, like, okay, I see why they did this now.